Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's up? Sump pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Sump pimp. What is it? Some
sump pit.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Or just try to say it. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here till 1 to help you. David, we're first text of the show, 847. What's your opinion on House Lock Title Company? I will just make a general statement on all title lock companies. You can insure yourself for anything in the world, right? You can insure yourself of having a piece of an airplane fall off and land on your property and crush your home. You could get insurance for getting struck by a meteor when it falls out of the sky. You could get, you know, insurance for a truck rolling into your house in the middle of the night. Doesn't mean that you need it. I would not buy title lock insurance for myself. I think it's ridiculous. Personally, this is my personal, I'm sure there goes the title lock endorsement for the show, but I really don't care because I'm not going to have somebody on the show and promote something that I don't believe. I don't believe in that product. You can have it. You know, I haven't heard of, I've been doing loans for 22 years. Kari, how long have you been selling homes?
Since 2006.
Okay, so 16, 17 years, right? Have you ever heard of anybody's home getting stolen because of a title lock? Title.
I have not.
Okay, so there, you've got 30, almost 40 years of experience between the both of us. And I know if Schluter was in here, he'd be like, well, Dave, you know, there's insurance and you can't say. I'm not saying my personal opinion. I don't have it on my home. I have title insurance.
I don't even know what it is.
Somebody could steal the title on your home as if it's whippity dippity, blink your, do a little Bewitched and somebody could steal your title. It's not that easy. And you've got title insurance against your house to protect you against that. Because if somebody's going to try to screw you on title, it's called fraud. And there's other things going on that you can protect. But if you want to get extra insurance to protect yourself, you could do it. Knock yourself out. Okay.
How much would something like that cost?
I have no idea.
No idea. Yeah.
Insurance on top of insurance.
Yeah.
No idea.
At least I'm insured about it.
Hey, Julian, go to lifelock.com for me and look up what an annual fee is. And then we'll say, according to the website, this is it. And again, I'm not negatively talking about that company and just blew any type of sponsorship opportunity on the show for LifeLock companies, but I just don't believe in it. So that's what there you go. So, but if you want it, take it. Let's talk about challenges that our listeners are having that you're getting calls for every single week. We're getting 5 to 7 calls for reverse mortgages. It used to be 1 or 2 a week. We're getting 5 to 7. We're averaging 6. I guess 5 to 7 is averaging 6. We're averaging 1 a day. Okay, over 1 a day, which is historical the past 22 years. Never seen this type of volume, and I've been advertising the same about reverse mortgages, so I'm sure you're starting to see the distress because it's tough out there.
So why are they calling for reverse mortgages? I think a lot of people don't understand what a reverse mortgage is.
They've outlived the assets that they've saved, okay? They are trying to access the liquidity of their home. I had a 75-year-old performer call me this week. $260,000 home on the southwest side. 75 years old. He's going to be 76 in April, so you get to round up if you're within 6 months. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I've got $15,000 in the bank. I'm still doing gigs. I still got stuff coming in. I've got Social Security coming in. I'm doing all right. I just want to be able to access this money in case of an emergency. I'm like, you ever think of a home equity line of credit? He's like, I did. I don't make enough money to qualify for a home equity line of credit. So based upon his age, 75, round up to 76 because his birthday's in April and you could round up if you're within the 6 months. He'll qualify for like $116,000 to gain access to $116,000. To this guy, that is a it could be $15 million, right? But to this guy, that $100,000+ covers his real estate taxes, his homeowner's insurance, it cuts the grass, it takes away the snow, takes care of his meds, and he can live off of his Social Security and whatever gigs he's got at 75 years old, right? He does these shows.
And he could stay in the house.
And he could stay in the house.
That's the biggest thing for a lot of people.
He could stay in the house. And the day comes where if he wants to stay in the house and he has to bring in some in-home health care, which is, as anybody will tell you, anywhere from $5,000 to $12,000 a month, depending upon the type of level you go into, he could use that to have somebody come in to take care of him if he needs that help, make sure he gets out of bed, make sure his house is clean, make sure he goes and gets groceries, make sure his meds are taken, make sure his meals are made, make sure he's set up to succeed, and make sure he is safe in order to continue on his life living in the home that he's lived in for the past 40-some years. Okay,
yes.
So we're getting those calls because they want to stay in their home. You're getting the calls because they've exhausted everything. Credit's probably shot. They're probably over leveraged, right? They probably got $60,000 to $70,000 with the credit card debt that has gone up. It's doubled. The minimum payments have more than doubled because the Fed Chair Powell just jacked up the rates another quarter point. Then the day late after, job numbers come out at record lows. So that, if you think that he stopped raising them with those numbers, you're deeply mistaken. You got another increase coming down the road because of the economy still strong. What are you seeing from your phone calls?
Well, people's lives are complicated. People, unfortunately, in some cases, getting divorces, getting job layoffs, and everything is becoming more expensive. Jeremy and I were talking about that before the break. Also, just taking the family to Taco Bell, how expensive that has become.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Ramen. Yeah.
So people on a fixed budget or a budget that's been damaged because of a job loss or because of healthcare costs or something are really struggling to pay their mortgage. And I just wanted to get on the show today and tell people that we specialize on my team in taking care of those people. We have been trained by the banks. We've been certified by the banks on how to do short sales. I have partnered with the best attorneys in the area, the best lenders, to be able to cross the finish line successfully with people that are struggling, and we'd love to help.
And you've got access to, I know you have access to investors.
I do.
Deep pocket investors that will come in and say, hey, if you want to get out in 15 days, here's a number.
Yes.
Okay, here's a number. 15 days, you're done. Stop the bleeding. If you get to the end of the month and you've got 14 cents in your bank account and you're trying to figure out, and you've been doing that since October, nothing's going to change. Okay, so you might as well get out while you're still current on your mortgage payments before you screw up your credit. Cash out what you could cash out. Retrench. I talked to your father about this numerous times.
Yeah.
Retrench. Reestablish yourself. Go get something where you could rent with your family that you could live in short term. Reestablish yourself. Pay off your debts. Use the equity that's still there in the homes. The equity's still there.
Yes.
Okay. Clean yourself up. Reestablish yourself. Move on. We'll talk about more about this coming back after the break. Kleppen's like, enough already. I got my news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. We got more with Kari Kohler, the Kohler Group. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you to Brendan and to did you pull this up or did Julian, whoever did, thank you. $12 a month for standard fee for the LifeLock, $23.99 for the Advantage, and the Ultimate Plus you can get for $32.99 and paid annually.
Ultimate Plus,
that's
doubled
if you pay it annually, it's cheaper.
And you get the ultimate insurance on top of insurance on top of insurance.
So, in my opinion, that $440. And then if you pay it monthly, it's $39.99 for the premium ultimate plus.
So,
ultimate.
David, do you think they're just like preying on people's fears?
Of course they are. They scare the crap out of people.
Okay.
And they get celebrities to read it and scare the crap out of people. Mm-hmm. And then when people are scared to death about everything in the world, today. Reading a book, you know, people get scared to death of, and you know, why not scare them about stealing your title out of your home? I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
you got a better chance of getting your car lifted in front of your home than your title insurance getting lifted. Now, I'm sure they're, you know, working on trying to steal my home.
I was going
to
say, they know you don't have it, Dave.
Knock,
I don't
know. Knock yourself out. You know, yeah, you
tell them to bring it.
Right. Yeah. It comes with three kids that probably are going to college and hopefully getting married. So you
and
go
that too. Can't remember your phone number.
I don't know about the wife. You don't want that either. 312-981-7200. No, I want the wife.
Exactly.
Leave the wife alone. Right, yeah. You don't want that. Yeah. I'll take the wife.
Take the dogs too. Take the dogs.
Leave the dogs alone.
Leave the dogs alone.
Leave the dog. You can have one. One's not too bright. 312-981-7200. 312 eats its own. You know, it recycles itself. Not too bright. That's what I said. Yeah. But we love them, right? Okay, like crickets. 312-981-7200. Eddie in Chicago, you got a reverse mortgage question? We were just talking about one about them prior to the break. How can we help you, Eddie?
Yes, sir. First of all, good morning to everybody there, and I want to thank you for your show. You're really helpful.
Well, thank you for listening.
Basically, what it is, I have a question. To receive a reverse mortgage, do you have to have the title? Can you have a mortgage and use a reverse mortgage?
No. The reverse mortgage is your mortgage. So if you don't have a mortgage, the reverse mortgage becomes your mortgage. And if you have a mortgage, you pay off the existing mortgage, and then the reverse mortgage is the mortgage against your home.
Oh, beautiful.
Makes sense?
All right. Yeah, that does. And what I wanted to know, I have several options. I'm going to call your office.
Okay.
I have several options that I can use to try to make it through these times and through my life, right? So
yeah. How old are you?
I appreciate you. I appreciate you what you're doing, man. This is really great.
How old are you, Eddie?
I'm 69.
Okay, you qualify. You have to be at least 61 and a half years old to qualify. So there you go. Do you own a house?
Well, yes, I got a mortgage on it. But
okay.
Yes, I do. I own a house.
All right. Well, there you go. You're halfway there. So I'll have Jack take your information down. Also, let him know what Mr. Floor Cleaning product you'd like, and I'll have my reverse mortgage expert, Jose Rodriguez, reach out to you. Okay, Eddie?
What? Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and God bless you guys.
Man. God bless you. That's too. Our first God bless. We're going for three today.
I love it.
So we got one in the first
hour. You'll make it, man. You'll make it.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, Eddie. It's a long show, and I'm taking the under. 312-981-7200. What distress calls? Let's focus on the distress calls. Eddie called on a reverse mortgage. We enlightened Eddie. Hopefully, we enlightened hundreds of thousands of other of our listeners, all seven of them. But where... What calls are you getting into your office?
So basically, the people don't have the money to pay the mortgage because their other expenses have gotten so high. So we have one couple right now where they are getting a divorce and they haven't paid the mortgage in about 6 months.
Oh, God,
and they called us after the fact. Whereas David, a little bit ago, you were saying, you know, try to do it before you get to that point.
No, not try.
Yeah, do
just
it.
Do it.
Please do it. Please do it.
Do it. Call before you get to that point. Really helpful. However, no matter what stage you are at in the process, we can help. And we want to help before the property gets foreclosed on. That's what you want to try to avoid.
Too late for that company.
No.
For that couple.
No.
Actually, they're not.
Well, they're in foreclosure status.
They are in pre-foreclosure
yes,
status.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely.
And their credit is shot.
There's no question, but we already
have...
Their credit is shot.
Okay.
We do have two contracts already, so waiting for the sellers to accept one, and then we will get it in front of the bank.
Yeah.
And we've got great attorneys that help with the process and move it along. And typically in this process, the seller does not have to pay the attorney fees and the real estate fees.
Nice.
Typically, because we're getting it done before it's getting foreclosed on.
So once you miss 3 to 4 mortgage payments, I was just informed of this, once you go 90 days late in Illinois, they could file foreclosure on you. Okay.
Yes.
Are they doing that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
good.
Well, they're putting you into foreclosure status in their system. It takes a year to go through the courts,
okay.
But on the books of the lender's flagging you as a foreclosure. Okay. And what that does when they try to get another mortgage in the future limits their
ouch.
Ability to get a mortgage,
sure.
Plus completely destroys their credit when they have some equity in this home?
Yes, they
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know.
Come on.
And that That this doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. I know. And we were also talking about some people have a reason why their bills have gotten so high. Maybe it's a medical reason.
Sure. Yeah.
They could have lost their job.
Income.
They should get in touch with us right away so that we can devise a simple and efficient plan to help them.
Is there a fear like, I don't know where I'd go or what to do? Like,
it's the ostrich. It's the ostrich theory.
Well, even a lot of people in my own industry don't know how to navigate their way through it. That's why back in 2007, I became certified right out of the gate because I needed to study the process and partner with the right people. And so that's why we're ready to go and help people. My entire team of 10 knows how to service this kind of challenge.
You can't wait when you get into that situation. I know you think a money fairy is going to drop out of the sky.
I love that
and
fairy.
Sprinkle. I know you
I
do.
I love that
You haven't
fairy.
Found it yet.
No.
Because you're feeding your kid Taco Bell.
It's
okay.
That's a whimsical $700 million mega ball or mega million.
Yeah, he hasn't
that's
hit
not
that either.
Happen.
There you go.
I got a better luck at getting struck by lightning. In fact, everyone does.
But the cholesterol of his kids are off the chart because he's feeding him Taco Bell.
It's once in a blue
moon. Don't think I'm letting that go by. I got that in the back of my head.
Ellen's going to call into the show.
We're not taking her on. But here's the story. Jeremy's like, why do they do it? They get paralyzed.
They do get paralyzed. And fear.
The fear.
The fear. And
this
it's
fear
just
thing.
Education. So
where am I going to go?
Right.
I get the where am I going to go. That makes sense.
But,
right?
but you'll place them someplace.
Yes. See, that we're also able to help with. There are many landlords that will accept people that have gone through that situation.
This is silly.
In fact, I'm one of them. I had a lady that had been foreclosed on, and I took her. She stayed in our property for 22 years, never missed a payment.
Mm-hmm.
She was like family. She was so awesome. So, you know, sometimes these people just go through challenges
and they
figure out a way to repair it, and we'd love to help them do
it
that.
It doesn't make you a bad person if you are going through economic challenges.
No.
Right.
It makes you human.
It's human.
Yes.
There are people out there that will help you. If you have horrible credit and you pay, you know, somebody said they won't take 12 months of, you know, rent in advance. I had never heard that before. I guess that might be illegal. I don't understand how that's illegal. But tell you what, if you prepay the year in 6 months, how's that bad? Right? I mean, if you go and listen, just had a horrible divorce. Husband threw a couple of torpedoes in my backside. Wife threw a couple of torpedoes in my backside. Jacked up my credit. Both sides screw each other's credit up. Okay, I've seen it hundreds of times, both sides. So, but you've got to act and you've got to get out before the property starts slipping, when the foreclosures start hitting the beaches, and they're going to, and there's still limited inventory, and you can get the heck out.
Yeah.
And the real estate, the interest rates have slipped down into the sixes, so things have gotten a little better on that aspect. And the owner of Rocket Mortgage thinks it's going to be back to 2000.
That was awesome.
And one again, you know, they predict 2023 to be a banner year. I hope they're right. I don't see it, but that's a whole nother story.
We all hope they're right.
I just want normalization.
Okay? Yes. But there you go.
I just want a normal market.
Yeah.
Okay. But being paralyzed and doing the ostrich and blowing your credit up and eating into the equity of your home.
Don't do it.
You're just hurting yourself more unless you call up a trained realtor like Carrie and get rid of that house. It's that simple.
Exactly. And just disclose. And we have found, too, when we're helping the tenant find the home, like once they move out of their home and they need to rent, if they disclose to the landlord right away what happened to them, the facts, often those landlords are like, cool, you told me who you are.
Yeah. You gave me the truth.
You gave me the truth. Wow. Let's go. Let's rent.
Let's hope everyone does that.
And you might pay 10% more because you're a higher risk.
Sure.
And guess what?
I got a house.
You got
a
roof with heat, water, and plumbing. Yeah.
And okay. David, you know, that's usually in the security deposit. They usually ask for a little bit extra security deposit. So if you're a good person, you know, if you're good on paying your rent, it's going to come back to you.
There you go.
It's all good.
You just be honest.
So call before it's terrible.
Phone number, Kari. How do we reach you?
Our business line is 630-587-4700.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. You go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. download podcasts of previous shows. We're going to take a quick break right here. Come back with Mr. Floor. We got text message in here for you, Mike, somebody, home inspector. You
we might have poked a home
inspector. No, I didn't. You did.
I
don't think you did.
No. Nope.
Because you said roofing inspectors. Home inspectors don't live in doom and gloom. A good home inspector is objectively looking at a home for clients. We don't cover our ASS. I don't think you said home inspector. I thought you said, you know, roofing inspector. I might have been mistaken.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Home inspectors do go out for the sole purpose of approving or disapproving certain aspects of the home, as you well know. And their job is truly to make a potential buyer well aware of issues that exist.
Right.
Is that doom and gloom? No. And I apologize if it came off that way, but home inspectors in general do look for
potential problems
that a buyer who's going to be buying a $1.7 million home, they don't have to deal with it.
Home inspector can also say, wow, this place is great. I found one thing wrong.
Yeah, but that's not his job.
I don't even know
job.
If they can say that.
That's not like, his job. The inspector's
a good home inspector is just going to stay by the book.
All right, we got to take a break. Ben's like, we got to go.
Ben's like, stop talking.
312-981-7200. Now I'm going to have the home inspection.
I thought we had to take a break.
There goes that, there goes that sponsorship too. Nice job, guys. 312-98, we're losing sponsors left and right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.